That's exactly right, isn't it?
Okay.
That is exactly right. What?
Let's not bore the people with personal stuff.
Well, yeah, we're not going to bore anybody with personal stuff. That's fine. We got a show to do, Bob.
I'd like to remind you folks calling in to, well, keep your questions within the boundaries of good taste.
Boy, would I appreciate that. That'd be good. At a karaoke bar in Tokyo, a perverted professor from ME, is it M-I-E, would you say that, ME? M-I-E? M-I-E? Is it like Hawaiian where you give it the,
M-I-E is probably what it is.
M-I-E, yeah.
From some university, anyway, removed his clothing. Now, this is a professor. He removed his clothing, then mounted one of his female students and rode her like a horse.
Where did this happen?
She get extra credit for that?
In Tokyo. Oh. She got plenty of extra credit for that. And by the way, she looked like a unicorn there for a minute. In court, Motu Iwasaki explained that he was actually attempting to imitate a Renaissance equestrian statue. When the student tried to stop Iwasaki, he threatened her with his power as a professor, which obviously didn't hold up in court. Iwasaki was fined $2,800 by Judge Atsuo Yamakawa.
He's tough, too.
Yeah, you're damn right. The hanging judge, they call him, who called Iwasaki's conduct far outside the bounds of acceptable social concepts. Ah, just because you're mounting a student, what the hell, huh? Where's your sense of humor, Judge Atsuo?
Judge
he
Ed
was he
Sua.
Was a nutty professor.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Great to be here. In Dayton, Ohio, the children's charity, a Special Wish Foundation, refused to accept a $3,900 donation that was raised by a strip club. Dancers from the Diamonds Cabaret Club held a golf tournament that featured topless female caddies and raised almost $4,000. But the charity rejected the contribution when they heard two golfers were thrown off the course for not wearing pants. Honest to God. Oh, thank you so much. By the way, thank you to Tim the paralegal. He brought by some chili. That stuff smells so good, it's amazing.
It really does.
Yeah, it makes the whole building.
So Tim the paralegal.
Like that other smell in the building.
Yeah, it gets really
good. Could be coming back a little bit later.
Now, Tim the paralegal's been a listener for years and years. I mean, for a long time. A game of soccer meant to promote a... Somebody's been eating the chili. A game of... Would you
it's
stop?
Tim the paralegal. He wanted to get on the air. That's the only way he can do it.
Now, see, Tony, that's the kind of thing that has the media in this town so pissed off at us.
You think that's it?
Well, that and the fact that we...
Yeah, you know, that's it.
The fact that we disclosed that one of their favorite anchors in town belongs to an anti-Semitic golf club. But other than that, moving right along.
Basalt.
A game. It was not basalt, hey. Believe me. Hey, honestly, God, I think he's the only goy out there. A game of soccer meant to promote a recent peace treaty between two warring Kingston neighborhoods. This is in Kingston, Jamaica. After months of gang warfare, ended in a gunfight in which three people were killed, police said Monday. Teams from the rival Tower Hill and Penwood communities met at a match Sunday with bottles of beer as the prize for the winner. Things started to go wrong when one side scored early and started drinking the beer in celebration before the match had ended. They had to know it was going to end 1-0. They all do. I mean, have you ever heard of a soccer match that didn't end 1-0?
Did you see on TV this weekend? Soccer. Right on ABC.
The big championship.
Well, yeah, look who's at the switch there, though.
Soccer.
I know. We'll go with soccer and Darman Greg. Yeah, that's great programming. Oh, man.
You know, you talk about the Darman Greg real quick. I'm making an observation. You cannot watch Entertainment Tonight without them mentioning
Darman Greg.
Dharma and Greg.
And Mary Hart's fat ass.
It's those are the two things they always bring.
Hey, that Bob Goen seems like a real down-to-earth guy, doesn't he?
And we leave you tonight. We leave you tonight with outtakes from Darman Greg. Even when they don't do a story on it, they're using their outtakes.
Honestly,
have you ever watched the show?
I can't watch that show anymore.
I never watched it. I don't even know what it's on.
Bob Goen, how's everything? Yeah. He does that deal.
Well, since they had on those
two, Bob Goen.
The two on for Dharma and Greg, and you heard her, you can't watch it.
Like, you can't watch
it. I've never seen that show. I don't know when it's on.
Sucks.
But Bob Goen is the guy. He's going through a divorce.
Bob Goen is?
He left his wife. Why?
Because you know she's hideous.
You read the story, Tom.
Did I really?
It's yes, very funny.
Because she wouldn't cough up.
No. It's
used
funny.
Some of his products.
I think that's plenty funny. Because he was prettier than she was.
Because being married wasn't giving him enough time to play golf.
Oh, that's right.
Well, that was him?
That was
so
him.
Your daddy couldn't talk to you and drink coffee.
Yeah, exactly. I can't talk to you and drink coffee, pal. Yeah. We have to mention this because, like I said, I was out of town this weekend, so I didn't see anything. So Callie King got married to, what's the guy's name? Etsuo Yanka. What's his name?
I don't know.
Yanka Shane. Yanka Shane. Madden Yanka Shane. Nah. What's his name? John Yanka.
Yanta.
Is it Yanta?
Yanta.
That must be it.
These guys actually came out and made the announcement. We didn't have sex before we were married. Our response, of course, is, yeah, like you got a shot now, pal. You know what I would have said, actually? If my wife said in the newspaper, we didn't have sex before we were married, I would have said, well, I guess the noggin's out of the question. Right? And then he said, well, we don't prefer to it, refer to it as having sex. We call it procreation.
Well, that's going to be some fun frolic.
You know, I just checked my watch. It's 1998, according to the Timex I have on.
You get to meet the Pope.
The Pope?
Mm-hmm.
The Pope hate him?
No, he asked him about the daring Doberman.
Would that be the greatest if he came before the Pope and go, hey, how you doing today? You know, I hate your guts. Get the hell away from me.
The Pope turns mean.
Would it be the greatest if Pope turns on? Okay, how you doing, Blondie? What's with the hun yuck you're with? Hit the road, will you? I'm busy. I got some Italians to heal. Get lost. Oh, man. We did not.
He's going to be around. He's determined to live till after the year 2000.
Who, the Pope?
To see it ring in, yep.
Well, I think it's great.
Oh, he's got to be in that book of stretches. I'll bet you.
You know what?
Oh, he is. He's the number one
draft
choice.
He wouldn't put Quisenberry in, but he's got the Pope.
Well, the Q's already dead, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Everybody said he was a great guy, by the way.
Quiz?
The Pope?
Quisenberry.
Yes.
Not a Pope. They think he's kind of owly.
Yeah.
Pope's a good guy.
Actually,
he's got the shakes.
I heard the Pope attacked that Yanta guy. Is that true?
They were grappling, rolling around on the ground.
I heard he said, well, I'm Polish. And he said, no, you're not. You're Americano. Is that true? Did he say that?
I don't know.
Answer me! Honest to God.
Maybe Brycey has some audio of it.
That's kind of cool, though, if the Pope...
Answer me! There you go. What?
Well, it's kind of neat if the Pope is like, you're American. You Americans.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That's kind of neat.
Ah! Popeye kicked their ass. Thank you very much. We'll be right back in 1 minute. Box 29 WFTC brings you The Sports with Sani up next, KQ92.
Now, how to make big bucks out of small change.
Now back live to the KQ92 Morning Show.
It's 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock at KQRS, ladies and gentlemen. I was just talking to Shannon, and she said it wasn't Brian Zepp that wrote "You Idiot" on the log, it was her.
Oh.
Nice place we work here.
That does
get
sound
it
like
straight,
Shannon.
Tom.
Honestly, God, she comes and goes, don't be blaming it on Brian Zepp, who's the production director here. Shannon Kinney comes in and goes, he didn't write that on the log. I did. Well, thank you. So it's like, thank you for calling me an idiot, Shannon. Although I would rather fight Brian than I would Shannon.
What are you saying about Brian?
No, what I'm saying about Shannon is she's Brian. Another one. She's another one be kicking your ass. You don't watch out. And by the way, since some people don't get that, all you thought police out there, it's a joke, okay? Well, they all think they're tough. Come on.
Crazy.
Come on.
I really doubt that they thought you were serious.
Although they did. The thought police did.
You know those days.
All right, go ahead, Sandy.
Tyson got his license back.
Tyson got his license.
He had Muhammad Ali and Magic Johnson. We're talking for him, saying nice things.
Did you notice he's kind of sexing up his voice
up
a little bit?
I did notice.
Yeah, he is.
He's a sex bomb.
The NBA won its victory.
29 minutes after 8 o'clock. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. The news continues. Maybe I'll be able to get the rest of that Mary Kay Letourneau story out coming up next. KQ92.
And now, a little financial how-to from Capital One.
Don't miss the powerful one-hour season premiere of NYPD Blue. The best is yet to come. ABC Tonight.
Don't miss the powerful one-hour season premiere of NYPD Blue tonight at 9 on Channel 5.
Terry trained for Dodge.
Well, recently I've learned some interesting things about my Dodge Stratus. I didn't know this, but Dodge Stratus has continuous front-to-rear ladder frame construction that provides good ride and handling characteristics. I've personally found these characteristics come in handy when you're in a critical shopping situation, like negotiating a tight parking lot space at your favorite mall. And I also find that the Dodge Stratus cab forward design concept even works for the amount of room there is in the trunk and also all the rear seat cargo room. It's definitely a shopper's car.
You really think so?
They have sprayed so much Lysol in this.
Why do they do that?
It's like a fogger. I don't know. All of a sudden, it's in my mouth, it's in my nose, my eyes. It's everywhere.
What are you, Kelly King?
I wish.
Now back to the morning show.
Live on KQ92. Oh,
would you wait till the promo's over to start yapping? She's talking over the promo.
I feel it.
It's a hint.
Let's do it again.
Okay.
Now back to the morning show.
Live on KQ92.
If you want to hear about something really super groovy.
A little scatting there.
Scatting from Sammy Davis Jr. That sounds like me.
Is that from the Rat Pack special?
Yes.
Oh,
man. He's got...
Well, I think it's a question that we all...
Oh, man. You are in trouble now, brother.
You know, we might be thinking about it, Tony, but we don't say it.
I'm the only one who had the guts to ask it. And if I'm a pioneer, then so be it.
We'll be back in 1 minute. Star Tribune proudly brings you that moment. You're back in 60 seconds, KQ92.
Do you own a car? Have you owned this car for a long, long time?
A bachelor party turned ugly when a fight started between a bartender and a customer at Murphy's Bar and Grill and Dresser. There's a shock. Gee, drinking and fighting at Murphy's Bar. Police units from Amory, Hudson, St. Croix Falls, Taylor's Falls, Minnesota, Dresser, Osceola, Milltown, Hudson, Somerset, New Richmond, as well as two units from St. Croix County, three units from Chisago County, and the Polk County Sheriff's Department responded to a 50-person brawl in Dresser, Wisconsin.
50 people.
It's like the Old West.
According to a Polk County spokesperson,
we fed him with security. And then all at once, they're going to jump out the damn window and go call the damn law.
That's what happened, too.
I like boozer.
They jumped out the damn window and called the damn law. According to Polk County Sheriff Dan Mosey, a bachelor party traveling by a rental bus from Somerset was at Murphy's when a man named John Carafel from Somerset said he started a fight with the bartender.
Big John.
The fight sprawled from that and involved the whole wedding party. Jose said some of the persons were detained on the rental bus, and 16 were arrested and charged with either criminal damage to property, obstructing, or disorderly conduct. Some of the persons involved had to be settled down with pepper spray. God, you remember Bill's wedding? God, we had fun.
Oh, I am the lucky groom.
That's a mother-in-law right there.
There it is. So 90 Tuesday, KQ Classic 70s double shot. Some BTO and Neil Young, KQ 92.
It's a 90 Tuesday. Two in a row from KQ artists all day.
KQ Classic 70s double shot on a 90 Tuesday at 9:01, a minute after 9. Carol.
Yes.
Is it Duray or Dury?
It's Duray. You said it right the first time.
Carol Duray from Hennepin County. What is it? Hennepin County Adult Services?
Yeah, Chemical Health.
What's Chemical Health?
Methadone, alcohol, you name it, we cover it.
It's Spin Dry?
I'm thinking of going through, Carol.
Yo, come on down.
All right, Carol, congratulations. You're on the payroll at $100 an hour just for listening to KQ at work. And thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it, Carol.
Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. See, I'm not. What did I say? Our listeners, it's all that matters, Pally. Be right back in just a couple of seconds. Well, you're very fun. Okay, well, I won't look. Bryce wants me to read something, but he doesn't want me to look at it. So here we go. Lawrence Taylor opens his yap. Mike Tyson opens his yap, and Kelly King closes her yap. Oh, God. You're funny. Very funny. Be right back in a couple of seconds. The news is up next, KQ92.
They're back, the Tax and Spend Democrats.
Burger King. It just tastes better. Price participation may vary, limited time only.
Now back to the morning show.
Live on KQ92.
It is 9:04 now, 4 minutes after 9 o'clock at KQRS. A little news and information here at KQ. Terry Tran and Tony Lee, Bob Sansevier. You have Passhole from the number 9. Of course, Gelfano will be back tomorrow. It's a Tuesday, so he's not coming in today.
Oh, bad news. He lost that.
Bob had
parlayed double down.
He did?
Oh, yeah. I took New England. Bucks.
I don't think he'll be accepting that.
He was at 637.50. He's at 37.50 now.
Put my language, but, man, that's when I get and I can't wait to go to court and get this straight. It's total bull.
You know, I never thought I'd see the day, but Mike Tyson and LT are my heroes. the day has finally come, ladies and gentlemen. Tell everybody to kiss your ass. You bring him out here, I will kiss his black ass, his white ass, or whatever kind of ass he's got.
You see what LT said?
What?
Said he was set up by the officer who badgered him all day until he finally bought the drugs.